Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dumisani.
Good afternoon. How are you, Zama?
Very well, thank you, man. Long time no speak. Are you good?
No, I'm doing okay. It's good to hear your voice again.
Lovely. Great to hear your voice again. Well, we're looking at the VOP lesson today and tomorrow, and we want to check how Jesus reveals what God is like. Now, in the Bible, God is often referred to as our Father. Unfortunately, some of the images of our fathers we see in our world leave so much to be desired. Images of neglectful, abusive, absent fathers may paint God to be something similar, but Christ shows us something different. So, Tumsane, please summarize today's lesson for us, highlighting Christ's role in revealing God as a loving Father.
So, I like the way that you actually started that out, in that in the Bible, when God actually puts himself as a Father, we sometimes don't take that as seriously as we should, or as sincerely, because of the fathers that we have, or the examples that we have, abusive, or even some who can be overcritical, and fathers who maybe we feel like they do not care. And sadly, that is the case that we have. Fathers who are not perfect images of what God would be. But then the beautiful thing is, God himself decides to say, I want you to know who I am. And not just through words on a page or just letters written to us, but he says that I will show you who I am as when I live together with you. And when you look in the Bible, how does God do this? He has shown himself throughout ages past in so many other ways, and so many other through the words of the prophets, through the pictures shown, through the lives of many of the patriarchs of old. But what we have now, what the Bible says in Romans, I believe in Hebrews, it says that now that God had shown himself through various ways and various measures throughout ages past, but now God has shown himself through his Son, who is the exact representation of who he is. And when you look at John chapter 1, it says that the Word was, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it continues to say that then the Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, that we may be able to see who God is. And just exactly as the Bible says, that when he is born, and when he came to this earth, he was Emmanuel, that is God among us. And that's how come Jesus is significant, because when you look at the Word of God, where it says in Matthew chapter 1, it says that when Mary was bearing the child, the angel said to her, she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so this is the significance of Jesus showing to us, not just by word, but by living among us, who God is as the Father.
Lovely. Now, share a story of two brothers who lost their father and what that means for us as Christians in a world that needs the Heavenly Father, please.
So this is an interesting story that comes up when talking about who it is that God is to us, and how is it that we can see who he is. We're given the example of two brothers, one older, one younger. The older brother the younger brother had not known the father. The father had passed away when he was a baby, and so he doesn't recollect any memories of his father, but he does know that I have a father. But Now, when he looks to his older brother, when as time goes by, he looks at his older brother, and he finally asks him the question. You know what? I don't remember what our father was like. Can you tell me what he was like? And the older brother pauses for a few minutes and says, "Okay, let me tell you what Dad was like. He was strong. He was a handsome, a good man, and you know, he was friendly with all our neighbors. People liked him, you know, and he was very gentle and friendly with mom. And that's who he was. And you know, even when the older brother is telling this, he's like, I don't think I've really captured who Dad is." And the younger brother pauses for a bit and says, "You know, I get that what you're saying," but then he says, "Okay, you know what? Just answer me one question." And the older brother says, "Yes, fine, no problem. What is it?" And he says, "Was Dad like you?" Pointing at the older brother. And the older brother pauses for a bit and says, "You know, people do say that I am like Dad. You know, mom says that, you know, I'm his spitting image. The neighbors say that, you know, if you want to see what their father was like, just look at Henry." And so the younger brother says that, "So you're like him." And he says, "Yeah, people say I'm like Dad." And, you know, the younger brother was like, "You know what? He was very happy then." He then said, "Whenever someone asks me what was Dad like, I can always say, no, Dad is like Henry. If you want to see what my father was like, just look at Henry."
Yeah.
And so that's very much like what we are like now. We may not be able to see God face to face. We don't. But then in the lives of the Christians and in the lives of anyone who follows Christ, should be the image or the how would I put it? They would be able to say, "I don't know what God is like, but if he's like my neighbor, if he's like Zama, then I'm very happy." And I hope that would be the case. So when people come across us and we say, I am like my father, I hope our Father in heaven can be proud to be able to say, yes, they are like me.
Quite a tall ask, I must tell you. Now,
very true.
True. When we look at Christ's example and how his love for us reveals God's love, can we really live up to that example? I mean, is it not too ambitious to presume that the world can know God through us?
It's a very good question. I mean, when Jesus said to his disciples, "When you have seen me, you have seen the Father," we can see it purely from his life, because he lived a perfect life. But when we say it, we are imperfect. The Bible even tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and that all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But then the beautiful thing is, then God says, I kind of want to put it this way. Zama, when you take on a job, do you know that you'll complete everything that's in that job? Or do you even try, even when you know that I may not be able to get everything done, but I will try my best? So in this case, we may not be able to reflect God perfectly, but then it is not for us to presume or to say that, you know, look at me and you will see the Father. Actually, it will be others around, just the same way as Henry said to his younger brother. Other people say that I am like Dad. And even the disciples, after they had been with Jesus, when people saw them in the temple and saw them teaching, it wasn't the disciples who said that, you know, look at us and you'll be able to see Jesus. It was the other people who said that, no, these people have been with Jesus. So it is our duty to reflect Christ, but we can't reflect Christ unless we have a relationship with him. And as a result of our relationship with him, we will then be able to reflect him. It will be others who will say, they are like Christ. They have been with Christ, and they are a reflection of what he is like. So let the fruits be the judge of it. Not that we should go about saying that and screaming on top of roofs, saying that I am like Jesus, no. But ours should be to have that relationship and to know Christ through his word, through ministering to others, through being around those who he loves, that we may then be able to reflect him. Others will be the ones who will be able to say to us, you have been with Jesus.
Now, reflecting God through our lives' character could be different from Christ, because he could, because he was sinless. Now, in as far as sin and us human beings in this generation is concerned, the less said, the better.
Is that where you're going to? Is that the end of your question, or you're going to continue?
That's the end of the question. I'm saying, are we able to exemplify sinful as we are? I mean, Christ was without sin. Therefore, he was able to give a perfect example of the Father because he was sinless.
Yes.
Now, with us, we cannot say the same. So are we therefore able to confidently say we can reflect the Father?
So I'll go back to what the Bible says. It says we are letters written by Christ. If we are trying to reflect Christ by ourselves without Christ, we will fail completely. Uh-huh. And there's no need for us to try if we are not leaving it in the hands of Christ. But I will say this. Don't let that dishearten you to say that, but I'm in a world of sin. I will never be able to reflect Christ perfectly. But then it is, again, I will say this. Is it possible to reflect God or to reflect Christ? God enables us to do so. And it is our duty to hold on to his hand. And I will say this, we fail at some points, but don't let that be the reason why we quit. To continue to try and reflect, or rather to try and have that relationship with Christ. As we continue to do that, we will not fail to be that image that Christ would be able to want us to be. We won't get it perfect all the time, but it doesn't mean that we should quit and then say, then what's the point? But rather to be able to say, but Father, I want that relationship with you. I want to be able to see who you are. And as we continue to seek him, others will see him through us.
Yeah, not but easy stuff at all. But hey, we got to try, man, our best and prayerfully, I must add, because if we do these things in prayer, then I think perhaps a semblance of possibility may be found there. My elder, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through this afternoon.
No, thank you very much, Zama. You have a blessed day. And what you had said over there about being prayerful about it, very important. Let us not forget to pray for one another, but also be able to continue to pray that God would remain close to us.
Lovely, lovely. See you tomorrow, my elder. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day.
Lovely. Blessings to you. Thanks.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.